Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A lot of things to cheer about when it comes to the Olympics. Not when it comes to the jobs report. It's supposed to be bleak. In fact, Mitt Romney is promising 12 million new jobs should he become president. People who run for office make lots of promises. In fact, the last guy who did it back in 2008 with Hope and Change tried to do the same thing, but the stimulus blew up on him. It backfired. And that is part of the rallying cry. What are we doing here in America with the deficit that's $16 trillion and only rising, with an unbalanced budget, tax codes that nobody understands, even the most seasoned CPA, and problems with expiring tax breaks that could send us into a recession, no less. In the meantime, we are 95 days away from electing a president, either a new one or keeping the current guy in office. What do your friends, neighbors, and workmates say? Be honest. The polls say one thing, but maybe you're hearing another. You're on the ground in those nooks and crannies in Bridgeport, Connecticut, in Manhattan, in Springfield, Illinois, in Springfield, Missouri, in Dallas, Texas, in Austin, Texas, in Vermont, in Burlington. When you go to get coffee and you hang out, you actually get a chance to breathe because you're working so many jobs, but you have that rare day off. And you listen to the conversations, and you have conversations with people. What are they saying? I've never in my life experienced this in covering politics, sports, or anything that I've been involved with, from television to newspapers to radio. I've never heard so many opinions where you just meet somebody and they start talking to you at the car wash, at the grocery store, in an elevator, wherever. It's not just the pleasantries. It's focused, and it's about what's going on with the economy. You can feel the frustration. It's real. It's real. If I were a Democratic strategist, I'd be worried about the numbers. High unemployment, real jobs versus fake jobs, and what the American public is feeling as far as their future. Can they hang on to their house? Can their kids go to school? Can they pay their bills? When less is coming in and you need more to go out, how do you balance that? It seems as though most people, or a chunk of people, get that you have to have a budget. But in Washington, they don't understand that concept. So the president today was in a battleground state where he is 6 points ahead in the latest poll. That would be Florida. He was speaking in Winter Park, an affluent suburb of Orlando, Florida, and he was talking about his birthday. It was his birthday. So he was saying his ultimate birthday present would be to win Florida, to get Florida. Mitt Romney also would like to pocket the Sunshine State. It is the race for votes, Electoral College style, and it is game on with 95 days left. What are you hearing? Share at the truck stops, at the barber shops, when you're getting shoes shined. People actually still do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The president in Florida talked about fantasy, is what he's saying is Mitt Romney's message. Take a listen to the snippet.
In order to afford one $250,000 tax cut for somebody like Mr. Romney, 125 families, like many of yours, would have to pay an additional $2,000 in taxes. And that's not a one-time thing. This would be each and every year. They have tried to sell us this trickle-down tax cut fairy dust before. And guess what? It didn't work then. It will not work now.
All right, so he says it's not going to work. A different story from Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney talking about the lack of jobs and the lack of direction in the country and actually releasing his own plan, which was to ultimately get to those $12 million new jobs. We'll talk more about that coming up on this version of America Tonight. We're going to also mix in the Olympics because I know some of you care and you're watching, if nothing, at least the highlights, if you're not watching the whole thing, because after all, the Olympics with the time difference is tough since you have to have blinders on to not know what's happened earlier in the day. And I've said this many times, I hate that. The fact that you know what's happened and now you're watching the results, there's, you know what it is, it's because the drama, the buildup is gone since you know what the end result is going to be. But there were some big results in the pool and in gymnastics, and America overtakes, I will tell you the medal count at the top, America overtook China, 37 medals in all. China has 34. I'm going to also tell you about a near miss. Three U.S. Airway jets nearly collided. Can you guess which airport this happened at? Take a wild guess. Thinking, I'm giving you a hint, seat of power, back east, foggy and bottom. Hooked together, describe this area. Be pretty scary to be on one of those planes. And then, of course, to hear that. Near misses are never, never good for an airline. And then what's going on in the control tower is what you have to ultimately ask yourself. The weather is always part of the conversation, even though I think politics and jobs are overtaking that currently because we're getting so close to an election and to conventions, and plus, like I said, people in the streets are frustrated with what's happening, no matter where they live. Tropical Storm Ernesto, though, you know, we follow these hurricane things, is forming in the Atlantic Ocean. It's expected to head into the Caribbean. That's from the National Hurricane Center. The storm center was about 300 miles east of the Windward Islands. You got to look it up sometime on a map. So the key thing we want to know here is it going to slam into the U.S.? And the answer is these are warnings and whatnot, rainfall coming. You have to go a couple of different places before it would get close to the United States. You have to go through St. Lucia, the Martinique. It would have to go through there. So maybe not. Possible if it picked up any kind of steam that it could get closer maybe to Florida, but it's not looking that way. So far, whew, so good when it comes to hurricanes. Oh, there's nothing worse than trying to get out of the way of a hurricane once, just once. Well, actually twice in my life I had to go through that. That whole boarding up thing, oh yeah. And I know you know that. It's for real. Hang with us. We're for real, too. We got more coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The medal. We'll talk about that. Gabby Douglas, good for her. Rick in Illinois, thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind, my friend?
Is the Olympics over yet?
No, we have a long way to go. In fact, I said your name earlier. 92 medals is what you predicted, and right now we sit at 37.
I thought the gymnastics and the swimming is all over.
No, they're not all over yet because there's still a little bit of swimming. The gymnastics is over. For the females, it's all done. The gymnastics was amazing with the American Gabby Douglas winning, and then another Olympic athlete just barely getting knocked out. But yeah, so that added to the medal count, which was good. The all around and then the individual, but that's over with. Now we have a plethora of other events. Are you watching the Olympics?
Watch rerun.
Yeah, but see, don't you know the results already?
No.
Oh, well, that's good. If you watch the reruns and you don't know the results, it's okay. It's if somebody spoils it for you and they tell you what happened. I hate that.
Yeah, I don't listen to the radio on that one. It starts.
Good. That's the thing. You don't want to do that because who wants to watch the drama and the suspense play out when you already know what the end is? It'd be like knowing the end of the ball game. Forget it.
Yeah, read the end of the book first.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
So 90, right. What did I say? You had 92, so we'll see if you win.
I could change that over.
No changing.
But, You know, Mitt Romney said he's going to create jobs. Are you talking about making them in China?
Yeah, but I'm pumped. You are never going to let him live down Bain and what Bain did with some of their jobs. And you know what? You bring a good point up, though, Rick. Are there people that are going to look at Bain and say exactly what you're saying? That, hey, yes, while some jobs were created, what about this? What about all these jobs that did go overseas?
He's got to Freeport, Illinois, and talk to those people.
Yeah, so you're right. You're right.
But what's this mayor of San Antonio? Get the scoop on him yet?
The mayor of San Antonio.
Yeah, he's going to be a keynote speaker for the Democrat convention.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. He's popular, and it makes, so I guess it kind of makes sense, but I know more about the governor of New Jersey and the fact that he's the keynoter at the Republican convention, but the mayor of San Antonio, it seemed like when the Democrats were talking about their convention, we've had people on from, you know, major Democratic players who were saying that they had a hard time making a decision on some of the people that were going to appear at the convention. And then they were talking about, of course, Clinton, but his name is Castro. And he's popular. He's the first Latino to ever, I guess, give the keynote.
Yeah,
and that's huge because, of course, the Hispanic vote. So it's not, yeah. I guess from that sense, it's not surprising.
They say his mom scrubbed house floors in the hospital somewhere to raise the boys.
Yeah, that she was from all that. The only things that I've read is exactly what you know, is that he was, or his mother was what I call a bootstrapper, somebody who had to do whatever she could to get, you know, get money to help raise her family. And he's young. He's not even, I want to say he's in his 30s.
35,
and,
isn't he?
Yeah. And he's, I think maybe a year older than that, a year or two older than that, but
yeah.
he's very popular in San Antonio, and this would give weight for the whole Latino vote thing, because that's definitely the Obama crowd. If you look at all the polls, he leads it among Hispanic voters, absolutely.
Yeah, so his mother had to work scrub floors to put him and his brother through Harvard. I think they went through Yale too. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I know they went to Ivy League schools. Yeah, they went to Harvard. He got a Harvard law degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, if you think about that, then that shows the whole, he's a rising star kind of guy. So that shows the whole working class deal and what you can achieve in America and whatnot. So maybe, and I hear he's a decent speaker, so maybe not such a far-fetched thing. It's interesting. I bet he was surprised when he got tapped, though.
Yeah, because they've been grooming him. He'll be the next tender of Democrats.
Well, think about this. Now that you're saying that, it makes me think about Obama and the fact that he was the keynoter, and now here, and then he was president 4 years after that. So this guy gives the keynote, and then he gets known as a result of that because of all. I mean, it's a really huge showcase for you. So that's, for him, it's a win situation because now he's out there and he gets seen. You know, people see him and hear his story and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, supposedly he's a good speaker. And what the Democrats need is somebody to be able to take away the sting of the 8.2% unemployment, because everybody's talking about the economy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, the inside scoop on him yet or not?
Yeah, just that he, you know, just that he's, thanks for the call, Rick, just that he's a good speaker, and it's all about the Latino vote and the fact that he, you know, the fact that it's a Make It in America kind of story, which is what Obama wanted to, or the Democrats anyway, wanted to highlight. So we'll see. We'll see if he hits a home run. I wonder how much, though, people in the party pay attention to. It's like endorsements. People in the party pay attention to keynote addresses. But will a keynote address sway voters? Not undecided voters, not that key demographic that everybody's talking about. Definitely not. This is huge because I wanted to make sure we gave you the follow-up to it. I'm going to stick it in here real quick. The problem with the drought, the farm bill gets big passage to bail out farmers who are struggling with these dead crops. And Rick, in fact, in Illinois is the one who called and said, oh, no, there's plenty of grain out there. But I've checked with several farmers who say, oh, not true at all. We have so much, no relief, so much dead, scorched earth that it's tough to bounce back. And our cattle, we're worried about our cattle because the corn is what you're feeding the cattle. So it's not just, okay, corn that's going into food, corn for the cattle, and we're struggling with this. And there's not a lot of rain on the horizon. We're not seeing, storm clouds overhead. So what are we going to do when we don't get the much needed water to help us with our corn crop and to be able to feed the cattle and whatever? So some relief with the money anyway, and ultimately trying to get the water supplies. But still, is it going to be enough, or is it just a little bit too late? And the answer is, let's hope in the next couple of weeks we see something change, because right now it's also dangerous when it comes to fires. There are tinder boxes waiting to go up, too, in some of the other surrounding areas besides all this scorched earth, the drought. Has done unbelievable damage, not just in the Midwest, also in parts of the Southwest, too. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, the Speaker of the House says he's feeling better about the Republicans keeping the House. Do you think it's a gut feeling as the politicians try to gauge what's going on, too? You want to throw in your two cents on what your hunches are as to who's going to be president after November 6th, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, we're going to check the mail in our next segment. So many of you sending us your thoughts on the chicken controversy, among other things. And, boy, we got a lot of email on the comments from Mitt Romney about jobs. Because people are out there looking. Where do you look when you feel like you're down on your luck and you've tried every source you know and nobody has anything? Everybody's in the same boat. This was a scary thing that happened earlier in the day. I kind of teased it saying, where do you think what airport had a near collision of not just one, but three U.S. Air planes? That would be Reagan Airport. Three jets nearly colliding. Here's what it sounded like from the control tower pilot.
Stand by. We're trying to get a shot to you. Stand by.
We got to get on the ground here pretty quick.
And everybody is stand by. We've got a couple of opposite direction arrivals, so it's going to be a little bit of a delay on your departures.
Ooh, and I guess some of this had to do with weather. Remember last year there were two planes that landed on their own through no help from the control tower. And here we go now with three almost colliding. The near misses make you scary, don't they? It's just one of those things you take for granted, like everything's cool with the landings and the takeoffs and, you know, the I saw this movie, Pushing 10, and I've been in a control tower before, and it's just that scope. It is kind of like that. It's like you're looking into that, and you've got the numbers of the planes, and you're moving them around and watching how close they are. So somebody must not have been watching for that to happen. Here's what Michael Murta had to say about the near collision.
All three of these regional jets were equipped with collision avoidance technology, and at no time was a collision avoidance warning sounded.
Okay. So the FAA saying, well, wait a second, the planes weren't on a collision course in D.C., for goodness sake. What are you talking about? Just because one wing brushed up against another wing? I don't see why that's a big deal. No, I'm kidding. They had a news conference, and the Transportation Secretary, Ray LaHood, threw in his two cents on this thing, too, because immediately Reagan already under fire for what happened, as I said, last year. And Michael Herta, his name is actually, who said that they weren't on a collision course, said that he's disputing what the Washington Post was saying, because the Post claimed that the commuter planes were carrying 192 passengers and crew along with them, and that what you had happen is that during a switchover of operations, you had some miscommunication between the tower and a loss of the required separation between the two regional jets departing from the runway one and another one that was inbound, and that an air traffic controller realized the mistake and ordered the incoming flight to turn and avoided the crash. Well, that says that they were close to me. I mean, even the pilot on the one of the U.S. Air commuter planes said, we were cleared at the river what happened. That says that there's some kind of problem. This was after a storm was brewing, and it didn't reach everyone at the control tower. So supposedly the two outbound planes came within 500 and 600 feet of the plane that was landing. That, my friends, is not good. Oh, because the little beeper didn't go off. It wasn't that close. And see, U.S. Airways is saying, well, we're investigating and we're trying to figure out what happened there. Ooh, boy, if you're on that plane, you have no idea. You get off the plane, and then you start hearing these reports, and you think, wait a second, I was on that plane. What are they talking about? I was on that plane. I don't remember that. I didn't look out and see anything, because that is a close, if you know anything about flying, that is pretty close, 500, 600 feet. Ooh. All right, this wasn't close at all. This has to be the bonehead, I'm going to call it the bonehead move of the week. And I would have brought it up at the top of the show because I saw the photographs. This is radio, but imagine two cop cars completely smashed, the tops of them where they look like a little kid stepped on matchbox cars. So what happened is, in Vermont, a farmer who was upset decided to take a little revenge. And what happened was, a man on a tractor who was upset about his arrest for resisting arrest and marijuana was rolled across the cop cars, five marked cruisers, one unmarked car, and a transportation van. By the time, and this was in Montpelier, Vermont, by the time they ran outside, the tractor was down the driveway and on the road. And guess what? The cops didn't have anything to pursue him with because the cars were crushed. Of course they're going to catch up with him eventually, and it's pretty hard to hide what he did. So the guy was Roger Peon, and he wasn't too far down the street. No one was injured because a couple of the deputies had gone inside a few minutes before their cars were washed and they parked them. So he's now being held. Wonder what charges he's going to face. I mean, major destruction, I would think. They said the damage to the cars is at least $300,000. It was roofs and hoods caved in. Radios are ruined. Radar detectors, cages in the cars. They're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to pry the trunks open. In the trunks, they've got rifles and shotguns. So more than half of the fleet of the sheriff's cruisers in this rural county were destroyed. And a few others were spared that fate. But it had to be jaw-dropping to go and see that. I mean, you know they're still talking about it, without a doubt. There were some people that were on patrol when it was happening, and I'm sure they got the blow-by-blow description and then pulled up and actually got to see what everybody was talking about. I guess he was upset. He was upset that he was arrested with some pods, and he was mad as hell, and he wasn't going to take it. So he decided that he would go out on a limb and try to go after the police in the best way he could with his tractor, because he was a farmer. Oh, my, oh, my. It just seems like he's not thinking about the consequences. That's just pure anger. That's when you do something, I mean, that's like, I don't know if it's out of character for this guy or not, but that's when you do something and you can't take it back. Can I take it back? I was kidding. I lost my temper. Can I take it back? I got to think, with the damage that he's going to do, he's going to do some time, unless they're really nice to him and they just tell him he has to write a very big check. A very big check. This made news when I was driving around. I heard this, and it made me think of all the buses I saw when I was back east. Oh, my, on 95. A lot of people going to Atlantic City, Philadelphia, and other parts, shore areas. A lot of buses. And probably the big mega-type buses were definitely headed for gaming in Atlantic City from New York and other areas. In Illinois, this is the story that I heard. They're saying that one person died. It was a double-decker mega bus that crashed into a concrete bridge that was actually supporting a pillar in Illinois. And the person that was killed in the wreck. That they didn't have details on injuries of other people, but you have to think, how did that? And the first thing I'm thinking is, how did that happen? You had like 24 people on this bus, and how did he not see that? How did they not see that pillar? So you got people that are in trauma centers that have been flown to trauma centers, and this is another one of those things. Just picture my description. It's another jaw dropper when you look at it, because it looks like the megabus just drove right into concrete, is what it looks like. The cop cars smashed like a tractor ran over the top of them. In this case, this is very, very sad, with somebody dying and others seriously wounded. Was it a distraction? Let's hope it wasn't anything to do with text messages or any of that nonsense. I think one of the most effective things I've seen recently, and maybe this was during the Olympics, I saw a spot for, there was a guy and he could barely talk, and he was putting on a shirt and said, "This is because I sent this text message," and they had the part of the text message. And this is one of those areas that we've talked about with regulation, with laws, that text messaging now is becoming such a major distraction. For example, when I was back in New Jersey, if you text or talked on the phone while you're driving and your first offense is automatically $200, if your second offense, it's like a drunk driving charge. I mean, it's serious. License gone, maybe due time, depending on what happens, due time over that. And because of the silliness of somebody texting while they're driving down a major highway, they weren't fooling around with it in Jersey and in some other places, because of the result of way too many people dying at the hands of somebody else texting LOL. LOL, and then boom, that's the last thing they see on the screen. All right, coming up on the flip side, I said we are heading to the mailroom.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Close anyway. If you had a rough week, that's the good news. We're sliding into another weekend. It doesn't feel like we need 3-day weekends, but I realize that some of you are lucky if you can string 2 days together. So, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo! Ah, thank you very much. This one comes to us from Linda McMahon. No relationship, by the way, to the, or I don't think it is the Linda McMahon that was running for office in Connecticut and is married to Vince McMahon, the big wrestling tycoon. I don't think so. So anyway, Linda says, Kate, the Chick-fil-A thing is pretty hilarious to me. The real winner in it is, as you said, the chicken, because so many people ended up going anyway, whether they believe in freedom of speech or just wanted to show up to be part of the crowds. It was like a happening. How about that? They created a happening without even realizing it. I wonder what this kiss-in thing is going to be like. Yeah, I wonder, too, because it's sort of unclear. Well, go to Chick-fil-A and take pictures of kissing, you know, kissing somebody at Chick-fil-A. So are you then going in and buying a sandwich and then you're supporting Chick-fil-A? You're driving somewhere to stand in front of the restaurant. It seems kind of silly unless it was a giant crowd. But then they could be dispersed. And in most Chick-fil-A areas, restaurants, there's not a lot of space unless it's that rare one that has room around it. A lot of times you're talking about a small drive-through and a little space in and outside of it. Who knows? Jeremy says Chick-fil-A thumbs up to all those people who waited in line and clogged up the drive-through. I have to say that I think it is more about freedom of speech than anything else. I heard you mention it on a show, and I agree, Kate. Forget everything else surrounding it. It is the guy running the company's right to say what he thinks, especially he was talking to a religious outfit. So what's the difference? Why did this go mainstream anyway? I think that they were just looking for controversy. Could be. Here's one from Greg, who says, I am so frustrated with what's happening with the election. I don't understand why we hear the same things over and over again. It's really nothing but the Bickersteins. Do I want any of the people that are running for president? The answer is probably not. But the best people usually don't run. I like Ron Paul, but he didn't have the establishment. Plus, he was somebody who wanted to completely remove ourselves from foreign soil. And everybody knows that we are the policemen of the world. If we're not the top cop, what happens to everybody else? That's kind of a good question. What happens if we're not the top cop? That's how we got involved in being the policemen of the world. That's how that was attached to the U.S. And then when the U.S. doesn't do anything to help, there's lots of areas that have unrest, then they get upset thinking that the soldiers were going to come in on a white horse. And wouldn't it be nice if things worked that way? Kevin sends us this little note. Hello, America. Tonight, I heard you say that you are going to the Republican convention. Boy, that should be interesting. I wonder if Mitt Romney will wait to name the VP choice right until he's at the election, so everybody has to scramble and it becomes a very big story. Now, I think that the person is going to get named before that, because there needs to be a little work before the convention. There's no rule. You could pick your VP whenever you wanted to, I guess, theoretically, but it wouldn't make any sense. I don't think they're going to get real juice out of it. Doesn't seem like it, but you know what? It's already close to the convention anyway. We're talking weeks, the end of August, actually, so it's not that far away. Kimberly says, oh, man, can you believe Chick-fil-A? I can't. I actually went out of curiosity, and for the whole freedom of the speech thing, I couldn't believe how many people were actually wrapped around the building at the Chick-fil-A that I went to for lunch, Kate, in Dallas, Texas. It was surprising to me, I have to say. I figured that theoretically people lent support, but that they weren't physically going to show up. That certainly says a lot. It does say a lot. If we wanted to try to interpret it, what does that mean for the election? Because think of the stance that the president has on gay marriage. The people lining up shows that they were willing to shell out the money to get something, to go there, to drive there, because they didn't all live across the street from Chick-fil-A. So they made the effort. They made the effort to show up and be a part of the happening at Chick-fil-A. And what does it say when it comes to voting? Maybe we're going to see more people come out and vote in this next election. Oh, I hope so. I hope that's what it means. I think you shouldn't be able to complain if you never vote or never get involved in some way. Alan says, oh, boy, we are so dry out here in Illinois, Kate. It is the worst. We desperately need rain in so many places in this country. I say pray for rain this Sunday so that we can all eat and it's not going to cost us an arm and a leg. Yeah, the more the corn crop continues to blow up, the less a chance that we have of that happening, of the food prices not going sky high. What does it mean for other countries who buy grains from the United States? And pretty much the cattle are also of a big concern, too, because they have to be fed and they're eating the corn. And if you don't have the corn, you do the math, you got to figure up an alternative. And that's a big, big problem. Leela says, Kate, I heard you mention something about Senator Rubio and taxes on metals, and I couldn't wait to send you this email and ask you, what in the heck are you talking about? All right, let me tell you this. This is what the story is. Rubio introduces a bill that would eliminate the government's tax on Olympic medals, saying that it was a way for the government to try to punish the people who succeed. Athletes who get a gold medal get a $25,000 honorarium with an $8,900 tax bill to the IRS. Oh, that's brutal. Silver medal is $5,000 and change. Bronze is $3,000 and change. But I agree. Why should you have to pay this penalty when you just won an Olympic medal for your country? If you're going to go after people and try to tax them, don't tax the medals. That's crazy. So Rubio's saying it shouldn't happen. I agree. And you think about it. You've got amateur athletes, in a lot of cases still teenagers, that'll have these tax bills when they get back to the country. And think of the sacrifice of their parents. Where are they coming up with all this money? So with Congress in a tizzy over what to do with the tax code, this just makes for an interesting story in whether they're going to let the Bush-era tax cuts expire, which I think this is something that'll be kicked all the way to December. And then this cockamamie story about the winners, which I had no idea, that they're going to have to wait until they finish the job of the tax cuts to know whether or not they're going to have to pay that tax bill. I mean, that's crazy. And who, Democrat or Republican, who's going to say, tax them, tax those athletes, make them pay for their medals, make them pay for their honorarium? Yeah, come on. If you think of the amount of medals that we have, I mentioned the totals, 37 medals so far. And what would the taxes be? What would the taxes be on all the medals? Oh, it'd be crazy. But it wouldn't be anything to really help the deficit, so why bother? Why bother?
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.